a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, what's the biggest problem facing New Jersey right now? In the latest Rutgers-Eagleton poll, the top response is taxes. Taxes also took the spot when New Jerseyans were asked back in 1971.
Taxes have been a perennial problem in New Jerseyans' eyes, at least for the past 5 decades that we've been polling.
Poll director Ashley Koning says frustration with taxes seems to have intensified. A greater share of residents in 2021 consider taxes to be the biggest problem. Police admit they may not be able to identify who owns the pit bulls that attacked 2 boys in separate incidents in Edison last week. The dogs were running loose when they first set upon a 13-year-old playing basketball in a local park. And while police were there, a second call came in about the dogs attacking a 9-year-old who was playing in his yard. There's bad news and good news for drivers on two Jersey roads. The Jackson Road Bridge over Birchwood Lake in Medford was closed Tuesday because of unsafe structure issues discovered during an inspection. But the state DOT expects the work that has closed Exit 43 on Route 78 westbound in the aftermath of Ida to be finished in the next week or two. New Jersey local governments are currently not allowed to charge you a convenience fee when you pay for services or bills with a card. A proposed law aims to change that, and it has the support of the New Jersey League of Municipalities. Executive Director Mike Serra notes the legislation caps the fee at $3.
And if you don't want to pay the fee, you still have the traditional means of payment, be it check, cash.
Serra says right now towns are eating the processing fee and all taxpayers are paying for it. Now, the New Look Home Design Business Report. Federal Reserve officials in discussions earlier this month said the central bank would not hesitate to take appropriate actions to address inflation pressures that pose risks to the economy. In minutes released today of the Fed's November 2nd and 3rd meeting, Fed officials maintained that the spike in inflation seen this year was still likely to be transitory, while acknowledging that the rise in prices had been greater than expected. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed down 9 points. New Look Home Design makes getting a new roof easy. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials. Call 800-279-5300 or visit newlookhomedesign.com. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. The outlook for Thanksgiving weekend, the complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
All Jersey, all the time.
Thank you for the fresh perspective on NJ politics.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey fast traffic.
That accident has been cleared. Westbound 495 outside the Lincoln Tunnel on the Jersey side. Still delays, though, in both directions. If you're trying to leave New Jersey via the Lincoln, it's 40 minutes. Same with the Holland Tunnel and 45 at the George Washington Bridge. Still very slow on the Parkway. Southbound from exit 163 down to 157. You also have delays southbound from 142 down to 135. The Turnpike still slow, especially northbound car and truck lanes near exit 9 from that earlier vehicle fire. Southbound car and truck lanes are slow between 13A and 13. Both spurs very slow southbound into the mixing bowl near exit 14. Also very slow on 280. Westbound between exit 16 and 14. You also have delays on 287. Northbound between exits 8 and 13, as well as southbound approaching exit 22. Adam Walsky, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. It is still a slam of a delay on the New Jersey Turnpike. So now we have a new accident as well on the Turnpike southbound approaching exit 3. So what happened was we had this delay that was a 6-mile backup on the Turnpike south from exit 5 down through to exit the area by exit 4. And that was a 6-mile delay. It was starting to ease out real nice. And now we have this accident by exit 3. Now north on the Turnpike, it will also be pretty bothersome ride for you from generally exit 2 up through to exit 4. Just a lot of volume. Traffic is also going to be bothersome on 295, like you would not believe. It's going to rock your world with northbound delays exit 22 all the way up through to exit 28. We have the accident at exit 28. We have a new one by exit 26, but the one at exit 28 is where we have that fuel spill and the left lane is blocked off. It is also going to be nasty at 130 northbound Whitehorse Pike and in the Camden area up towards Airport Circle, and also on 130 on the southbound side from 42 to Browning. And 70 eastbound still jams at Cuthbert Boulevard in Cherry Hill with an accident. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 618 on New Jersey 101.5.
This is Eric Scott.
I'm Dean Alpalamian.
I'm Michael Simon.
I'm Dan Alexander.
I'm Erin Vogt.
I'm Sergio Bichette.
These are the voices of New Jersey 101.5's news and digital departments. They are people on the streets, on the web, and on the air, all covering Garden State news for you.
I'm Chad Robison.
I'm Jen Ursulo.
I'm David Mappow.
I'm Annette Petriccioni.
I'm Patrick Lapp.
From your neighborhood to the State House, they're here bringing you the information you need. Count on New Jersey 101.5, your trusted news source on the air, on our app, and on NJ1015.com.
Chilly as we close out this afternoon and head into this evening. A light breeze, partly cloudy and cold tonight, though not as cold as last night. Lows in most areas, 30 to 35. Into the mid and upper 20s overnight in the colder outlying spots. Thanksgiving Day trending milder. Clouds and a little sun. Light wind. Highs in the low and mid 50s. There'll be some showers later tomorrow night into Friday morning. Following the rain, some clearing Friday afternoon, but windy and chilly. Highs in the mid and upper 40s. Wind chills in the 30s. It's going to stay quite chilly across the region in the rest of the holiday weekend. Partly sunny and blustery on Saturday. Highs in the low and mid 40s. Wind chills in the 30s. Increasing clouds Sunday. Highs in the low and mid 40s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Bob Larson.
In Camden, 42, Franklin, 39, Bloomingdale, 38. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by Lawrenceville Lincoln. Lawrenceville Lincoln takes luxury to a whole new level with their at-home test drives and complimentary at-home delivery. Order your Lincoln exactly how you'd like it and take advantage of a $1,000 incentive. Find out more now online at LawrencevilleLincoln.com.
New Jersey 101.